Okay, today we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Ma'aser Sheni, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Ches, and Tes, and we continue to discuss transferring Kedusha of Ma'aser Sheni from one item to another, from one coin to another. So it says in Mishnah, Parit Selim Mimolos Ma'aser Sheni, if someone wants to exchange a bunch of copper coins of Ma'aser Sheni for a silver Sela coin, Beishamei Omrim Kala Selamos. Beishamei says you could exchange all of the copper coins, meaning the entire value of the Sela, for a silver Sela. They could change half of the copper coins, but keep some of the copper coins with Ma'aser Sheni. Meaning, you could take half of your copper coins and transfer the Kedusha onto a shekel. The other half of the copper coins, which are also worth a shekel, you keep them in copper. And the reason you want to keep them in copper is because you're going to get to Yerushalayim, and you're going to need to buy stuff. You're going to need to make small purchases of a little bit of food. You'll want to buy a soda. You'll want to buy a little snack. And if you only had silver coins in Yerushalayim, that's not really over lesocha. I mean, that's like walking in with a $1,000 bill to a convenience store. So you want to have, you know, before the days of credit cards and everything else, where it was an electronic paying of things. You know, it was much easier to spend copper coins than it was to spend silver coins. So even though silver coins will retain the value for longer, and it's a more condensed way of keeping the value in one place, but when you're going to need to be spending, you need petty cash, and therefore you should have some petty cash of Ma'aser Sheni that you're able to use as soon as you get to Yerushalayim. Another machlokas, Rav Meir Omer, Ein Mechalim Kesef Uperos Al Kesef Echav Matirin. Rav Meir says you're not allowed to move the kedusha from Ma'aser Sheni money and Ma'aser Sheni peros together onto the same silver coin. Meaning, if you want to transfer kedusha of Ma'aser Sheni money onto a silver coin, great, you can take all your copper coins and transfer that onto a silver coin. You want to transfer your kedusha of Ma'aser Sheni food onto a silver coin, great, you could do that too, but you're not allowed to combine the two. You're not allowed to take some money, some food, and then transfer all of that onto a single silver coin. Whereas the Chum say, I don't see a problem with that. What would be the problem? The Chum, though, would agree that if you have enough small coins to transfer onto the whole Sela, so then why would you start mixing and matching? Why would you also combine it with produce, right? Meaning then certainly you should take all of the coins and put it onto one Sela, and all the produce and put it onto another Sela. Okay, Mishnah test. So the Mishnah test gets to, now you have your Ma'aser Sheni, you show up to Yerushalayim, and you have all the silver coins of Ma'aser Sheni, and now you want to be able to have small change so that you're able to buy things when you're in Yerushalayim for copper coins. So you want to switch the silver coins out for copper coins. So Aparit Sela Shel Ma'aser Sheni B'Yerushalayim. If, let's say, you take your silver Ma'aser Sheni coin and you switch it out for copper coins while you're in Yerushalayim, Beishamei Omrim Kol Hasela Ma'os. Then you could take the entire silver coin at once and trade it all for copper coins. Beishamei Omrim Shekel Kesef for Shekel Ma'os. Now take your Sela, which is worth 2 shekels, and get 1 shekel of Kesef back, whereas the other shekel could be in copper coins. I don't want you to have too much copper on you. Copper coins they lose value over time. It's not something, you don't want to have too much Ma'aser Sheni copper coins. So you're going to want to have some silver and some copper. Hadanu l'fnei chachamim omrim, but those, that group of tanoim that are known as the danin l'fnei chachamim, that group of tanoim is Shimon ben Azai and Shimon ben Zoma and Chanan Amitzri and Chanani ben Chachinai, and the reason they're called danin l'fnei chachamim is because they all died young, so they never became the actual leaders of the generation, but they were very great tamid chachamim as youngsters. So they're known as the danin l'fnei chachamim. So they say b'shlosha dinari kesef v'dinar ma'os, that you should take 3/4 in silver and 1/4 of the Sela in copper. So it's not 50-50, it's 75-25. And Rabbi Kiva Omer, shlosha dinar kesef urevius ma'os, you should take 3 dinars of silver coins, and out of the 4th dinar, then you should have a revius of that, 1/4 of it in copper coins. So essentially 1/16 of it should be copper coins, as opposed to saying 1/4, like the previous shita, like the Dan Lefnei Chachamim. Rabbi Kiva says only 1/16 of the Sela should be copper coins. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Arba Asperei Kesef, that you should have 4/5 of a dinar in silver coins and 1/5 should be and of the 1/5 that's left, you should have 1/4 of that. So you have 1/20 of the original seller in copper coins. Shammai Omer, whatever opinion we're up to now, the fourth, fifth opinion. Shammai Omer, that you shouldn't exchange silver for copper coins at all. You should put the silver seller in a store with the storekeeper. Say, here's the seller. Now to put on my account that I've given you a seller, and now I'll keep coming back for more and more food until I've taken a seller's worth of food from this store. So today we learned Mishnah Yischas and Tess. In Mishnah Ches, we learned that if you want to exchange a seller from Malos Maisa Sheni, Beishamai says that you could exchange it all for copper, and Beisil says, no, leave a shekel of kesef and a shekel of copper. And Reb Meir says that you shouldn't be mechalel kesef and peiros together onto the same kesef, whereas the Chum don't have a problem with that, especially if you have no other choice. And then Mishnah Tess told us that if you get to Yerushalayim and you have a silver seller and you want to change it for copper, so we had however many opinions, let's count them right now. Opinion number one is Beis Shammai, that you could change the entire silver coin for copper. Opinion number two is Beis Hillel, that should go 50-50. 50% should remain in silver and 50% in copper. Opinion number three was the group of four Tanaim that are called the Danim Lefnei Chachamim, who said that it should be 75-25%. 75% should remain in silver, 25% in copper. Opinion number four is Rabbi Akiva, who said that it should be 1/16 should be in copper and 15/16 should be in silver. Opinion number five was Rabbi Tarfon, who said that it should be 1/20 in copper and 19/20 of it, 95% of it should remain in silver. And then opinion number six is Shammai, who says, no, don't change it at all for copper. Just give the seller to the storekeeper and start working off of the account balance whenever you go shopping for food. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll conclude the second parak of Maseches Meis Sheni with Mishnah Yud.